What's going on, boys? It's Daily here, and today we are back with another episode of Daily Bricks After Dark, where we're going to be talking about the brand new LEGO leaks and things like that. And I'm not entirely sure how many more LEGO leaks we're going to be getting, because it feels like everything from 2023 has now been leaked. But you never know. Sometimes LEGO just hits us with that random surprise or whatever. So stay tuned. Either way, there's some really cool things later in this video I have to show you, so stay for the whole thing if you like this LEGO news and stuff like that. There's obviously the podcast version, which you can listen to on Spotify, and then there's the YouTube version here where you can watch. So either way, we're getting our first look at the 2023 UCS X-Wing. Today I'm using the Brick Reporter for a lot of these images, so shout out to him. But a lot of this stuff was actually leaked on Reddit by a Redditor who supposedly worked for the LEGO company, was let go, and is apparently a disgruntled employee now, and is just leaking the entire 2023 LEGO Star Wars lineup. You can find him on Reddit if you want, and it seems like a lot of the information he is sharing is accurate, according to other sources and things like that. So that's interesting. I'm actually shocked, like, I'm very surprised he didn't have to sign an NDA or something like that and prevents him from sharing this stuff, but hey, apparently not. Either way, this is the first look at the 2023 UCS X-Wing. Of course, it's not a very good image for those of you watching on the podcast. It's, you know, you're not missing much. It just looks like an X-Wing, to be completely honest with you. This is probably the lamest UCS set I think we're going to get. I don't know. I like the X-Wing. It's been done a billion times. I don't think we really need a UCS version of it. At least not right now. But hey, we're getting one, and it looks like an X-Wing. So, yeah. There you go. Either way, there is some other stuff, though. We are going to be seeing our first look at some of the minifigures that are going to be releasing with the upcoming sets. I think this one is from The Ghost. So we have a Twi'lek with Twi'lek hair and a Twi'lek head. These are actually from LEGO.com. So these are official images over here that we're seeing. And the reason that we're able to see these images is that they are from the missing parts list on LEGO.com. So you can go and request a part if you are missing one of them. And so that's basically how you find this, which is kind of cool. So here we have a Twi'lek head, but then we get into the more exciting stuff. We have the 332nd Troopers. This is, of course, going to be the 332nd Troopers with the helmet holes, which is a very controversial thing. You know, I haven't seen the actual figure yet, but I know right now a lot of the LEGO community is up in arms. I'm going to wait until I see the actual figure. But as you can see from this blurry image of the 332nd, it's looking pretty cool. This is Captain Vaughn's torso that we're seeing right here. You can tell because it's got the little chest decal thing on his upper right torso, I guess. But other than that, it pretty much looks like another 332nd trooper, which I actually prefer because you're going to get four troopers with this, three 332nd ones and one Captain Vaughn. And I would much rather have Captain Vaughn almost blend in with the rest of them, and you can take off his visor, you know, take off his comma or whatever he's wearing, and then just have him be basically another trooper. It makes it a little bit better for army building. And it seems like they're, with the Swamp Speeder, basically trying to replicate the 501st battle pack they did. It's basically a battle pack, but a little bit more expensive. And I'm all for it. I think that's going to be cool. And it's a little bit bigger of a build than your standard battle pack. So that seems to be what they're doing here with Captain Vaughn. I think it looks good. I think it'll be fine. Then we have Commander Fox. This is probably what I am most excited for. Commander Fox, all in red, baby, decked out. This is an official LEGO Star Wars Skywalker Saga photo right here. And it seems like the official images of the figure are going to be very similar to that. So it's entirely possible that they sort of end up matching one-to-one here with the actual one. Of course, we don't have the legs yet. We don't have the visor, but we do have the helmet and the torso, and it's looking pretty good. I mean, it's Phase 2 Commander Fox. I like it. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for that 65th course on guard shuttle. It's going to be cool. So yeah, those are all the figures that we currently have. But then there's also some new news on sets and things like that. First of all, we get our first look at the new long-haired Luke, Palpatine, and this is Darth Vader right here. I think this is from M&R, actually. Yeah, I think these images this guy took from M&R. Yep. Thanks to M&R Productions. But it's cool to get the close-ups of that. He was able to secure those sets, I guess, early, which wouldn't surprise me. He's probably the biggest LEGO reviewer currently. So, you know, good for him. Then we've got the Mandalorian Fang Fighter versus TIE Interceptor here. This is going to be a $100 set for 957 pieces. I don't really know if $100 is all that good because you're just getting three figures and a droid. I'm not the biggest fan of that, man. Oop, Scout had a little cough right there. I like the TIE Interceptor. It looks dope. But then the Mandalorian Fang Fighter is not my favorite ship. It's very boring, flat ship. I don't know. It looks like a fake LEGO Star Wars ship to me. $100, I'm not entirely sure about. But I do like the TIE Interceptor. And some of the figs do look kind of cool, so... Yeah, I'm 50-50 on that one. Here's the Republic gunship. We went over this in the last video, so we're not going to go over it here, as well as the UCS Venator here. And all of this has been confirmed now. And here's the Republic Swamp Speeder, which is supposedly going to be $25 with a potential increase in price eventually. $25 is not bad. That's not bad at all. I'm actually pretty okay with that. And plus you get Captain Vaughn and three 332nd clones. This is pretty good. This could be pretty good. But yeah, we've basically gone over this one. And all of these have been essentially confirmed by multiple sources now. So it seems like all of this is happening, which is kind of crazy. But then finally, this is something I did not cover in the last video because it hadn't come out yet. But we are getting an Ahsoka's T6 Jedi Shuttle. This is going to be one of the Ahsoka sets that was still a mystery. And apparently there's still... one more Ahsoka set potentially coming out. And really, I have no freaking idea what the heck that's going to be. Like, I don't know. Either way, it's going to be a $70 set, 600 pieces, and you're getting Ahsoka with arm printing and a new helmet, Sabine Wren with a new helmet, Hoyang, and an unknown Inquisitor figure. That's pretty hype. I think Inquisitors are very fun. I think Ahsoka is going to be great. Everybody likes Ahsoka, and Sabine, pretty cool too. So, you know, that's some good figure selection right there. Four figures, 600 pieces, $70. It seems kind of okay. I really think LEGO needs to set their prices $10 less for like all of these right now. Just people aren't going to be able to afford them. I understand there's inflation and they want to keep their profit margins high. But right now, all of your consumers are also suffering from inflation. And so they're more than likely not going to be willing to spend $70 on a set like this. They'd be way, way more willing if it was a $60 or $50 set. I think LEGO's model currently is just not the best for what set prices they're doing. So I don't know. I just think it's getting a little greedy, it's getting a little expensive. I think people are going to stop buying in bulk as much as they used to, or stop buying all year round and maybe save LEGO just for Christmas or something like that, because they're getting expensive. I mean, look at those $100 LEGO 18 Plus diorama sets. That's crazy. Either way, there are more LEGO leaks in general. I just covered the Star Wars ones, but they did some like Disney ones and stuff like that from that disgruntled employee. I'm sure other channels are covering that, but this is mainly Star Wars that we talk about here, so I probably won't. But either way, guys, thank you so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed. Please be sure to hit that like button, subscribe if you haven't already, and comment down below. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video. Be sure to click that subscribe button for more content and hit the notification bell if you'd like to be alerted to whenever I live stream or upload. Thanks so much.